Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson to recap Monday night's school board meeting.
We're recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting and a very exciting start to the meeting with looking at the plans for the new middle school. Very impressive there. What can you tell us about that?
We are so excited to have an opportunity to finally kind of unveil our renderings for this project. It's been great to work with CMBA Architects and Boyd Jones for our construction management team, along with KCL Engineering, to truly put together a building I think the community is going to be proud of. I think kids are going to have wonderful opportunities for learning, and we are going to use our taxpayer monies to really make a system that's efficient and provides a great educational experience with keeping in mind, you know, it's taxpayer money and we need to be held accountable for how we're spending that. And I think people are going to be very pleased.
That seems like it's a long ways away, but what can you tell us about the groundbreaking and when you might expect to finally start having classes in there?
We are just wrapping up our design and development stage. And so then our next step here for October and November is creating the actual construction documents. And we will go to bid. All of those will be done. We may have the precast walls bid out in late November, early December, but the full bid package will be available in January with the hopes that the weather cooperates and we can do some groundbreaking in March this coming spring. Final completion is set for the fall of 2022. So we're looking at right at an 18-month project for the actual construction piece. And I have a feeling we're going to blink and that time's going to fly and we're going to be opening a building and moving kids over to that space.
Awesome. Well, another item on the agenda from Monday night's meeting was the preschool return to learn plans. An update there. What can you tell us about that?
Our preschool started last week, and we always start right after Labor Day. This year, something that is a little different, our two of our sections, Mrs. Pogue and Mrs. Trevelyan, are located in a new space. Over the course of the summer, we had a double portable building brought in, and it sits right between West Elementary and Stepping Stones. So the location was good for us. And the Little Panther Preschool then has two sections there and two sections at Stepping Stones. That really has allowed us to spread some things out in our building that was very necessary at this time, especially in light of COVID. Not having too many groups share a classroom was important to us. And this just kind of, from a timeline standpoint, worked out really well. The building was purchased the very end of last school year. We bought it and it arrived in July. All of the work to put it together and create a functioning building happened in late July and early August, and we were ready to start school on time on September 8th. We were so grateful for our teachers who were very patient with us and got everything ready, worked really hard, and our parents who have been understanding about the need for the change, and extremely excited for all of our preschool kids. It's anytime you can see young students who are just beginning their educational experience, they're excited, they're sponges, they'd like to be here every day, all day long, and last week was just so much fun to get to see them, and we look forward to keeping them there all year.
And another item on the agenda was facilities use policies with outside groups using school buildings such as gyms and things like that. I understand that was tabled, and you're going to get some more information on that here, hopefully by the next meeting, right?
Yes. So since March, our buildings have been restricted to any outside groups. We do have, you know, we're using them for school purposes, including activities, but we haven't opened them back up for public use yet. And we've had requests. This is the time of the year where little kids like to start getting their basketball practices scheduled. We've had a need from our community choir and from the auditor's office to do a training for the upcoming elections. And as those requests have come in, we really feel the need to have a good, solid plan for how we're going to reopen our facilities. We started the discussion with the board, and it's a lot more complicated, I think, than people would possibly understand it to be. Just when you hear the topic, well, just let people go in and use the building like we always have. With COVID-19, it really does add another layer of safety and liability that we need to take a look at. So the board tabled it and asked the facilities committee, which has two board members, Dave Smith and Larry Scott, on that committee. They wanted the committee to go back to the table kind of and put together a full recommendation and bring the recommendation to the board at the next meeting. And so I think we have that meeting here scheduled. Next meeting, I think the board will have a lot more detail. My guess is it might be a phased in type of opening. Small groups will be able to use facilities much sooner than any large group gatherings, but we'll see what that detail looks like here on September 24th.
Otherwise, a few weeks into the school year, I understand things are going pretty well from a district standpoint, right?
They are very pleased with how the semester has started. Over the course of the last 5 months before school started, everyone, I think, was pretty anxious and nervous. We ended school very abruptly in March, and we have done a lot of planning. The team, everybody on the team has done a lot of planning. And you plan for so long, you hope everything ends up getting executed and implemented as you intend for it to go. And we have been very fortunate that everything has gone according to plan. Our illness rate has been very low. We haven't seen anything unusual to any other beginning of the school year. We have been able to stay in person. We've been able to maintain our bus routes and transporting kids. All of our activities are going well. We're very grateful that all of our spectators are following the rules that we have set. We do believe they're making a difference, and we plan to continue doing that. And our goal is to let kids stay in school, stay in activities, and have a great school year for the year 2020-2021. And we're going to do everything in our powers to keep that happening.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.